This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's cold outside, but the hot stove football talk is heating up these days in Foxborough. Friday, January 16th. I'm Andy Hart, joined alongside by Paul Perillo. And we continue to talk about departures, Paul.
Did you write that out before you said it?
No. Oh, wow. I actually thought of it when you looked across to me before when we were listening to the open and said, "Oh, it's cold in here.
It's freezing in here."
I go, "Yeah, I'll do something about the weather. It's cold. 5 degrees outside. We might as well talk about the weather." But we'll also talk about the departures. Since we last met, Josh McDaniels, head coach, Denver Broncos. Scott Pioli. Whatever his title is with Kansas City Chiefs, top dog in the public
General
in the
personnel
department. Brad Seeley has moved on to the Cleveland Browns to be assistant head coach, special teams coach, where he joins a slew of other former Patriot coaches, including Rob Ryan, Brian Daboll, and obviously Eric Mangini. Nick Caserio, there have been reports that he's been promoted to take over Pioli's role here, although there's been no announcement internally. Reports out of Denver have Scott O'Brien, the former special teams coach of the Broncos, Panthers, Cleveland Browns under Bill Belichick, two-year assistant to Nick Saban in Miami. He is supposedly on board, in all likelihood, to coordinate the special teams here in New England. So, Paul.
Yes.
Comings, goings. Make it all sink.
Well, I think you pretty much hit on all the different elements, but if we're going to take them individually, Josh McDaniels was the first one to happen. Personally, we're all very happy for Josh. We felt that he was a good candidate for a head coaching position. We all kind of feel the same way. He is a young Bill Belichick. He's a guy that...
With a smile.
His dad, he grew up the son of a coach, much like Bill did. He's been around the game. He grew up in Ohio, the cradle of football, in the shadow of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. This is, I think, what he was born to do. This is something that he always wanted to do. So personally, I think we're very happy for him getting this opportunity. Professionally, it's a big loss. You know, the offensive coordinator who had done it so many different ways. He did it with a lot of weapons. He did it with not so many weapons, and he did it with a backup quarterback. And
to me, that's what made it so impressive.
Yeah.
3 years, three very distinct teams.
Yeah. So I think that there's going to be an adjustment period. Now, we've seen Bill Belichick plug in guys, whether it be players and personnel or coaching, he's been able to do it. So I would expect him to be able to find a way to get past this. But there will be an adjustment period. Moving to Pioli, and I think these kind of intertwine, and we'll get to that as we wrap this up. But Pioli, you know, again, has done a great job here with Belichick for 9 years. I think he's looking for an opportunity to kind of run his own ship and be the guy with the final say, which he has now in Kansas City. He did not have that here in New England. So I think it made sense for him to move on. Now, I think the point that you and I'll get your opinion on this, is there a possibility, Andy, that Bill Belichick, being the guy who still has the final say and now doesn't have Scott Pioli to lean on, the guy who may have a lot to do with those game plans but may not have a guy to call the plays for him to rely on, defensively, Dom Capers, you know, a guy who with a lot of experience out of the mix now, guys, you know, kind of coming and going off his staff, is there a risk that he's stretched a little bit too thin?
I do think there's a risk, especially in a very important offseason heading into a very important year. There are going to be other factors, Matt Castle's future, Tom Brady's health. There's a lot going on there that ideally you wouldn't have him spread thin and pulled in a million directions. So I think through the next 12 months it's going to be another example of, does he again wow us and show us why he is not only the best coach but the best organizational presence in all of football with what he does on and off the field? Or, you know, you mentioned he's wowed us over the years plugging people in, including players, into a secondary, for example. Well, we all fell back on that until this year when he plugged those players in and the secondary continued to struggle. They did not win games. They did not go to a Super Bowl as they did over the years with, quote-unquote, Hank Poteet and right. Troy Brown. So I think we saw the plug-and-play game on the field, you know, struggle a little bit this year. Will this be the offseason? And it's interesting because there's questions across the board. Even though defensively they maintain their staff for the most part, although Dom Capers is reportedly not going to be back, you thought, okay, maybe Bill needs to spend a little more time there to get some improvement next year. Well, now if he can't because he's working with the quarterbacks or the offensive coordinator are calling plays. You know, that's the fear. There's offense, defense, special teams even, and front office that all have major changes or major needs. And I just, you know, he's a human being in the end.
Yeah,
and
there's
only
totally,
so much. There's only 24 hours in any day.
I totally agree with you. And I think that it's probably – it's not going to be – I think nobody believes it's going to be the end of the world,
right.
The end of the, you know, the Patriots' run here as we've known it. But I do think there is a possibility, there is a concern that if he's not able to get all the guys that he needs to fill in the blanks, then, you know – you know, possibly he's asked to do a little bit too much. And I think that's something to keep an eye on. I think Scott O'Brien is a good, solid hire in that department.
Certainly.
Because he's a guy that has tons of experience. And you had brought up on PFW in Progress, a guy that even had designs on becoming a head coach one day, spent a couple of years under Nick Saban as basically his right-hand man, the assistant to the head coach. And it was almost like a clerical position more so than even a coach. So he had designs on being more than just a special teams guy. He's a very highly regarded special teams coach. I think that's a good, solid replacement for Brad Sealy. So that's one thing that we probably don't have to worry about. But I'm hoping that we get the same kind of news in terms of filling in the blanks with a secondary coach, an offensive coordinator. Still, I mean, we talked about on PFW in Progress. I think there's a ton of ways they can go to fill that coordinator role. Bill O'Brien might very well be the guy that ends up with it, but you brought up it might not be a guy that actually gets the job with a title.
Right. He could just call the plays in the background, sort of like Josh did. And another topic, big question we're facing this week is greater loss, Pioli or McDaniels. You know, I think you know I fall on the McDaniels side for a couple reasons. First of all, I think the way the defense played last year, I think in an ideal world, Bill Belichick would want to focus on the defense from now through the season and say, I have an experienced offensive coordinator. He's in his fourth year. I have a veteran group at receiver, at quarterback, at the offensive line. Josh, that's your show. Run that show. Keep putting up points like you've done for the past few years in a variety of ways. I'll be over here with the defense. He can't do that now. And the second being, I think it's harder to make adjustments in-game on the fly in terms of calling plays, adjusting to what the defense is doing, in which an offensive coordinator does every week, than it is maybe to make good decisions in February, March, and April when you have time. You bring all the facts together,
yeah.
You analyze it, and lastly, you have Nick Caserio, who I think is well-respected, is a teammate of Josh McDaniels, and by all accounts, they're the same person, as driven, as detail-oriented as anyone. You have him ready. He's in the system. He knows the system to step in,
sure,
and help make those decisions. So I think this position to watch is the offensive coordinator, the offense, the play calling, how it's all affected.
Yeah, and the stuff with Caserio, the only way – first of all, it's going to be a lot easier to watch the play calling and whatnot.
Right.
You're not going to know, geez, is Caserio disagreeing with Belichick more often than Pioli did? Is Caserio not coming up with the guy that Bill wants or is looking for as often? You just won't know that. So
at least not for 4 years. So we said, you know what? They've had four bad drafts in a row,
right,
after Scott Pioli left. That can't be a coincidence. There has to be something was lost when Pioli left. Because let's look, Belichick Pioli 2 years ago had a draft where they came away with a single player who halfway through that rookie season, people thought was a bust there in Brandon Merriweather, and they thought that was going to be an Ofer draft. Now, even if Merriweather is pretty good, it still wasn't the greatest drafts of all time because you got nothing else. But that was Pioli and Belichick. How will we look at that differently if this spring or next spring it's Caserio Belichick making those decisions?
Yeah, and again, we won't really know that for a while. And, the offense thing, I think, will be more evident the way the plays are calling. You could start looking at patterns of plays and you'd be like, wow, this is a whole new way of going about calling plays. I don't expect that to happen. I think it'll be Bill's system that he came here with, and he'll stick with that. But it will be an exciting offseason nonetheless. And again, another podcast that very little Matt Castle, Tom Brady talk. And
well, that's why I was going to wrap up with a promise at some point. That's going to
be the overwhelming issue.
Bill always says, I can do as much, but I never make a tackle, I never make a block. Sooner or later in these roster report podcasts, we promise to talk about the rosters, the players, and the guys who'll be making plays starting in March in the offseason program, straight on through next year as they rebuild, retool on the fly here, not only in the terms of the coaching staff, but in the players as they move forward to what, Paul? Get back to the postseason in 2009. Fred Kirsch is on record. They will be in
it's
and
our
win
time
the Super
in
09. Bowl next year. This time next year, Patriots fans, Fred Kirsch, our boss, the grand poobot PFW, guarantees the Patriots will be in and winning the Super Bowl. So until then, until we have players to talk about, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.